Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome back to the second episode in this bonus series in which I'm highlighting some incredible brand stories and talking to the people behind it all to find out just how they did it. Today, I'm joined by Lizzie Pike, the co-founder of Face Halo. Since launching in 2017, Face Halo has replaced around 370 million wipes in the UK, saving over a billion makeup wipes from ending up in landfill sites globally. And now, Face Halo want to close the loop and are asking those who've got Face Halos, which have reached the end of their life, which is after around 200 wash cycles, FYI, to send them back in so they can be upcycled to make clothing. This range, called Modern Merch, comprises buttery soft tracksuits, cleverly designed t-shirts, and some other bits. I've tried them and I'm hugely impressed, and I'm currently recording wearing my cloudy white Modern Merch tracksuit, feeling very comfortable and snug indeed. In today's episode, Lizzie explains how she went from air stewardess to mum to being at the helm of a global beauty business and how she prioritises her time and energy, as well as sharing some wisdom which might hit home if you're listening with a fantastic business idea jotted down on a napkin somewhere. Here's Lizzie. Lizzie, welcome to the show. I wonder if you could tell me a little bit about life pre-Face Halo. What did your career look like? What were you doing?
So my career pre-Face Halo, the first major career I had was being a flight attendant with Qantas, and I did that for 12 years. So I don't know if you know much about being a flight attendant. You know, we do all the safety parts and show everyone where the exits are, but also it's very much about grooming. So, you know, a big focus on the grooming of making sure your makeup, and it had to be to a certain standard. So I was always very involved in makeup and grooming and traveling.
Can I just ask about the grooming process on those flights? Because you said you needed to be groomed and things, but A, who told you that? And B, what did that look like for you? Because I personally, as someone who flies, well, much less now, obviously, but used to fly a fair bit,
yes,
would always go on flights looking my absolute worst because the environment up there is so intense and it's so hard to feel like you look nice. So what were you doing?
So that was part of our training. It was a huge part of our training. And then we would always have what they call, this is going back in the 90s, so it's a while now, but what they call check purses. And so you would walk in to sign on and they would check your that there wasn't a wisp of hair out of a place, that you had lipstick on and appropriate makeup, and that your heel, you had your heels, and that you were actually perfectly groomed without a crease in your blazer or anything like that. So it was a really big part of the job. And you had to make sure that you turned up for work looking well-groomed with makeup on every single time you were about to get on a flight.
What made you stop?
So I got married and we actually moved countries for my husband's career. And then I was having a family, and so I had to resign from being a flight attendant because, yeah, we moved internationally and we moved to Los Angeles and did that, and we had our family. And, yeah, so I never went back to flying, but I had 12 years of a lot of fun flying.
So as a person who's always been in sunny places, what are your sun skincare tips?
The best thing now is, I know years ago back then, they didn't really have the SPF in moisturiser or foundations that they do now. So I always look for products that have an SPF so that you're constantly covered on your skin, whether it be your moisturiser or your foundation, to have the SPF. And then, as you know, we were just talking about removing makeup. One of the secrets to anti-aging is to make sure that you clean your skin properly every single day. If not, I clean mine twice a day.
It's funny you say that. I remember talking to like a really fantastic skin scientist, and they were like, if everyone would remove their makeup or just remove the day properly, because what I think people don't necessarily always think about is it's not just makeup, it's pollution, it's the stuff you encounter, it's dust, it's everything that sits on your skin has a damaging effect.
You are 100% correct in saying that. And it's so true. Like, that's why I clean morning and night.
So tell me then how you came to found Face Halo. So you're a mum living in Los Angeles. You're looking after three kids. That is an enormous task for anyone. Your husband is acting. And then what made you think, I'll start a business?
So we started a business internationally first, based in the same sort of microfiber business, but it wasn't to do with beauty. And then we moved back to Australia with the children. And I went back to Los Angeles and I was visiting with a friend and she was talking about just the conversation we had about not removing makeup at night. And that, you know, horrifies me. And now I also have a daughter who at this time was a teenager. And I was like, and I've always been extremely passionate, not just about looking after your skin, but also about the environment. So I was thinking, you know, how can I create something that does both? Right, looks after your skin, looks after the environment as well. And our previous business we're always passionate about the environment. It's not something, you know, that it's always been on our radar. I think especially once I had children, and you do become very conscious about how can we leave this a better planet. So I've been in small businesses, but then starting this one. Yeah, it was something I was just really, really passionate about and wanted to create a makeup remover or a cleanser for your skin that not only was the best makeup remover you'll ever use, very gentle on your skin, but also looked good and good for the environment. So there were different layers that, you know, you had to sit down and work out a business plan first. And what was our goal here? What was my goal here that I wanted to achieve, and getting the right people to be on the bus with me to do that?
For anyone who doesn't know what a face halo is, or indeed what microfibers are, could you just explain?
So a quick science lesson when it comes to microfiber and the face halo, and well, the halo tech fibers they are, and what it can do. So they're actually designed to get into the pores and lift out all makeup and impurities. So the fibers themselves actually, they act like a magnet. So, for example, in a cleansing bottle, you have what you call surfactants, which are the chemicals. So you have 80% water and the surfactants of the chemicals. The water is what will loosen the makeup, and the surfactants act like a magnet and attract the makeup and dirt. So what Face Halo does, removes the chemicals, uses water to loosen the makeup, all the impurities on your skin, and the actual Halo Tech fibers act as a magnet to replace the surfactants to draw and trap the makeup and the dirt and impurities. And the Face Halo Tech fibers, the Halo Tech fibers, will hold on to that makeup and dirt until you release it with warm water and soap. So that's why you have to wash it with warm water and soap and release it. A bit like the way we release the makeup and the dirt out of the Face Halo is when you wash your hair. If you were just to wet your hair, you don't release the oils out of your hair. But when you shampoo, you actually release the dirt and oils out of your hair, same with the Face Halo. Does that make sense, all of that?
It does make sense. What I'm wondering, though, is in my head, when you're saying about it being a magnet and drawing the impurities, I was imagining like a very, very tiny cat's tongue, like licking your pores. Kind of on the right tracks?
So you're right, but the difference between a cat's tongue, which can actually feel really rough and a bit spiky, it's the way that the Halo Tech fibers are actually cut. So they're so fine, they're 100 times finer than a human hair. And you have long ones and you have shorter ones, and then you have ones that are cut on a curve. So it's the way they're cut and then put together that make them feel like a really soft cloud on your face. People go, oh, why can't you just use a flannel? Well, you can, but you need a chemical with the flannel to remove and clean your face properly, because a flannel and an ordinary cloth will not get into your pores. It's simply not designed that way, as opposed to the Halotech fibres that are designed to get into the pores, but done in a very soft and gentle way because of the way the Halotech fibres are cut.
Right. So again, so on using it, you wet it, you rub it over your face. If you're wearing a face full of makeup, it will pull off the makeup. Yes. You rinse it with warm water and soap, and then put it in your washing machine every, every fourth day?
Yeah, I actually probably put mine in about once a week, because I will remove my makeup, and that's eyeshadow, lipstick, blush, mascara, eyebrow, makeup, foundation. And then while I'm still at the sink, I'll get a bar of soap, wash it, and then I'll just hang it to dry. So then it's dry the next day for me to use the next day. Same with the body halo in the shower. So it's a really simple process. You wet it with water, you wipe your face gently, and then you wash it, whether it be hand wash, and then once a week throw into the washing machine.
And with the body halo, do you use yours with a body soap or a shower gel?
You can, but you don't need to. It's the same process. All you need is the water. Again, because you use the visco side, which gets all the blood flow going, because you use it and scrub on your skin and gives that really nice tingling sensation, so that you know that the blood is flowing, which again drains the lymph nodes, does all that. And then you use the other side, which is the Halotech side, to get into the pores, and that removes any impurities again. Then I just give it a quick wash with the soap that's in the shower and hang to dry to use next time as well. It's really simple. And this is one thing that I, one of the things again that I love so much about the face halo, is it's just really simple and clean and easy, you know, where and perfect for any skin type, because it's water only.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Let's go back a little bit to founding Face Halo.
Yeah.
You'd worked with microfibers before. You thought you wanted to do something that was the best. Sat down and wrote a business plan. What was your big goal? What was on that piece of paper?
Well, the first one was I wanted people to know that this is the best makeup remover you ever used. And that's great. How am I going to let people know that? How do you get that message out into the world, starting on e-commerce and not sitting there in cyberspace like I've experienced that before? What was going to be the magic tool this time that was going to get it from sitting in cyberspace to getting the attention of people? Okay, so this is the business design that I'm creating. What's the first thing? I know that people need to be convinced. Okay, so if people need to be convinced when we're designing, I was designing this and I worked with the designer in the US with this as well, but I wanted to start with a white one because that's how I know people can be convinced. Because if you can see it coming off your face, you know it works. Okay, so that was the first one. Create something that people could see so they could actually see it work. It becomes a visual thing. Look at this. Who am I going to get to do that? And through the development stage, was seeding some of the face halos out and gave one to Chloe Morello, who, for those who don't know, is a beauty vlogger influencer from Australia who now also lives in the US too. Now, Chloe, she tried it. She was like, oh, okay, thanks. I'll take that home and I'll try it. And was a bit like, yeah, you know, not sure, a bit skeptical. She'll tell you this story too. And then one time she was taking her makeup off, as she normally do. She would normally go through 3 or 4 packs of makeup wipes a week, because being a beauty vlogger, it's what you do. She tried it and she was absolutely blown away. And she was like, oh my God, this is the best thing I've ever, ever tried. So she came to us and said, look, you know I'm never going to use another makeup wipe again. Is there any room for me in the business? And I will just, because I'm going to be talking about this anyway. So I'd love to be part of it. And that's how Chloe then became a part of it, and which was so perfect because it made it so authentic. And that's then what took, there was, you know, the elements of working with the designer to make it look good, the white one to so people could be convinced, and then getting someone like Chloe to actually shout it from the rooftops as well. So, yeah.
That's such a nice positive story as well.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
So you have done what you set out to do, I would say. Would you say?
Absolutely. From the first phase, because business will always go in phases. So the first phase was to get proof of concept, you know, and get it out there, get it seen, and for to prove that it does what we said it would do, which is the best makeup remover you'll ever use. Second one is, to based on how many face halos get sold around the world now, we've prevented over a billion single-use makeup wipes going into landfill. And you would know being in the, yeah, and our ocean waste. And you would know being in the UK, fatbergs are a huge problem with single-use wipes being flushed or ending up in landfill. And now that problem's not just in the UK, it's in Australia, it's in the US. It's, you know, it's becoming huge. So if we could do our part of that, is to offer a great product that does what we say it's going to do, and then look at the payoff for using that and stop buying single-use makeup wipes.
So the thing about face halos, so they're fantastic. They work really well. They work for ages, but they do reach the end of their life. Yes. Now, at that point, you have come up with a fantastic idea. And this was something that I was so excited about, not only because it looks great, but also it's just such a lovely upcycling idea. So could you tell everyone about that?
Yes, Steve? Thank you. You know, because we also thought, well, we're really passionate about, you know, single-use wipes not ending up in landfill. We also don't want face halo to end up in landfill either. So really from the beginning, we've been asking our customers to send them back to us. And we were exploring options, and one of the options in the beginning was to send it off, you know, to a factory in the UK, and they were going to upcycle it into commercial upholstery and all that. But there was no transparency around it. So we were like, okay, let's think of another way that we can get our, all our face halos back and then show our customers exactly what we're doing. So we created what we call modern merch, and we've taken our old face halos back, and obviously they get completely sanitized and cleaned, and then we then put them onto shoes and track pants, singlet, shorts and sweaters as well. And we now have a line called Modern Merch, because it, and there's parts of that which is face halos, wash bags, headbands, any sort of, and also our plastic packaging, you know, people send that back and we upcycle that into tote bags. Just really doing the closed loop manufacturing and being transparent about what we're doing and giving the consumer a reason to feel good about what that, oh my gosh, I was a part of that, or oh, what if that was my old wash bags or face halos, and just to be transparent and make them feel good about it, and encourage them to send them back to us as well.
How do people know when their face halo is done?
So it's all, I always say it's a bit like a white t-shirt, right? So I like my white t-shirt, and I buy white t-shirts every summer because I like them to look new and crisp, and they, you know, they wear out. Some people like to wear vintage. They like their white t-shirt to wear in and look vintage. So that becomes a personal choice. However, we have had the professional testing done. We had it done in the Korean University of Textiles, up to 200 machine washes, and that it's still beautiful and soft and fluffy, and it still has the great efficacy along the way. So then that becomes a choice. We say it will last you up to 200 machine washes with the same great effect as it would when you buy it. But again, also it depends on how much makeup people wear, how often they use it. Like sometimes I'll use mine 3 times a day. Sometimes people will use it once every couple of days. So we give them the guidelines and then it becomes a personal choice.
So you've done modern merch, you've closed the loop. What's next? What do you want to do with it next?
We've still got so many ideas, and obviously when you come up with the original idea, then for me it's about surrounding ourselves with great people. Like we've got a great little team, a really good creative team. So we do have product already in the pipeline to come out, which I'm very excited. I will be very excited to share. I wish I could share with you now, but, you know, and it's so tempting.
Hold it tight.
Yeah. But we have some great things to come out, and I think our customers will be very excited to see where we go next.
Mm-hmm. And as a person, you as a still a working mum, a busy woman, how are you finding juggling like this massive enterprise and all the other stuff?
Well, I'm really fortunate now that my children are older, because I had 3 children under 3, because I had a 2-year-old, then I had a set of twins. So I was super busy. So I'm used to being really busy, and actually I get more done when I'm busy because I like being a busy person. Now my eldest one has graduated university, and the twins are still at university, but they're older now. So it's a good opportunity to teach them to be independent.
Precisely. And in terms of how you balance, just find balance yourself, because I know that if you like being busy and you've got this massive thing that you're trying to do, it can be tempting to sit at a laptop or spend all your days really effectively working. Mm. So what is it that pulls you away from work? What gets you away? How do you switch off?
In the beginning, because this literally was a business that started around the dining room table. You know, you read stories like that, and when you actually go through it yourself, it's funny, but it's actually a reality. It started around the dining room table, and all the kids would come home from school in those days, and they would help kit up the face halos and take it to the post office. And those times were the busiest, because I would get up at 6 a.m. and the first thing, I'm on my computer talking to LA, to the UK. And literally sometimes I would look up and it would be midnight and I'm still in my pajamas. You know, I might have got up and cooked, you know, like put a pizza in the oven for the kids for dinner, or try and eat really healthy actually. So I wouldn't make my own pizza. But, you know, and then by getting more people and growing, once we've got proof of concept, having good people around you helps. But it is very hard. I still find I'm on my computer sometimes at midnight. But we have a rule at home where we have a family dinner together every night. So that sort of keeps us really connected as a family and connected to the children.
And what would you say to anyone who is sitting down, writing their idea on a napkin, thinking, what does the future hold? What would your advice be?
I think my advice would be, you'll know within 6 months if it's going to work, because sometimes we can get very passionate and emotional about an idea, but it's sometimes that idea is not going to take off. And let me tell you, this face halo has taken, it's a 20 years overnight success. All the businesses and all the things that I've done before this is what's got me here today. One, don't quit. If you can see that it's got potential and that it's going to work, you and get proof of concept, then keep going, because there is an awful lot of ups and downs through doing your own business. But also don't hang on if it's not going to work.
Very hard to let go, isn't it? But sometimes you have to.
It can be. It can be very hard to let go, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us about your life and face halo. I'm very, very excited about modern merch.
Thanks so much, Madeline. I've loved it. Lovely to talk to you. Thank you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.